Returning of issue.
Tomorrow will be your last day here.
Someone is speaking. A familiar voice, speaking again at all of us. While beyond the windows, it is inside now and autumn, on a wind growing daily harsher, small things are toward the earth, turning and whirling. Small, you cannot see through the windows if they are leaves or flowers.
Tomorrow will be your last day here, but not, we hope, for always. I hope that many of you will insist, yes, insist on coming back to us professionally.
Silence and stupefaction. And outside, the coarsening wind and the things whirling upon it scour that rough stamping ground where we so long a time have spent our substance, as the trees are spending theirs. How much of mine have I spent?
How sorry we are to lose you, I do not have to say. Since the Sergeant Major has said it, and the RSM has said it, and the Colonel has sent over a message to say that he also says it.
Everyone sorry to lose us. And you once sorry too. Oh, Father, Father.
I think I can honestly say you are one and all of you now real soldiers.
Silence and disbelief.
A fact that will stand you in pretty good stead in the various jobs you go back to. I wish you the best of luck. Some of you may possibly find Civvy Street not too bright now.
Silence.
If so, you all of you know you can think of us here as home. A home we shall, any of you, welcome you back into.
Silence.
Most of you I know have some sort of work waiting for you. And the rest of you being by now, thanks to us, fit and able, will be bound to find something.
I begin to be in want. Would any citizen of this country send me into his fields?
Finally, before I finish, one thing about tomorrow I must make perfectly clear.
Tomorrow is clear already. I saw myself once, but ever again am forbidden to see myself so, as the one who went evil ways, till he determined in time of famine to seek again his father's home. Autumn is later down there. It should now be the time of vivacious triumph in the fruitful fields. As he slowly approached, he went over his speeches of sorrow, not less of truth for being long rehearsed, the last distillment from a long and inward discourse of heartbreak.
And the first thing you do after first thing tomorrow morning will be, those that have not been previously detailed to do so, which I think is the case in most cases, is a systematic returning of issue. It is all important that you should restore to store one of every store issued, and in the case of two, two.
I shall never again know that moment of fear when the small, hard-working master of those fields looked up and saw me. I trembled, but his heart came out to me with a shout of compassion, and the long rehearsals were only in the end. Father, I have sinned against heaven and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But if I cried it, Father, you could no longer hear me, where now you lie, crumpled in your small grave like any withering dog. Your fields are sold and built on. The border lanes are filled with husks the swine reject. I scoop them in my hand. I have earned no more, and more I shall not inherit.
This, too, must be perfectly clear. That a careful check will be made of every such object that was issued to each personnel originally and checked at issue. And let me be quite explicit. That no accoutrements, impedimentas, fittings, or military garments may be taken as souvenirs. The one exception is shirts, and whatever you wear underneath. These may be kept, those that wish, but the rest of the issue must be returned, except by those who intend to rejoin in regular service.
Silence.
This involves a simple procedure. I will explain in a group to whoever rejoins. Now, how many will that be?
Silence.
No one. No one at all. I see. Very well, then. I have, up to now, spoken with the utmost mildness. I speak so still, but now from the depths of my heart. For it does seem to me a bit of a bloody pity, a bit bloody unkind, a bit unbloody feeling after all we have bloody done for you, that you should all just bloody sit there on your dumb bloody asses, just waiting like bloody milksops till I bloody dismiss you.
Silence. Embarrassed, but silence.
Is there no bloody man among you?
Silence.
Not one bloody single one?
Father, I do not know why, but I know I must break this silence. Yes, Sergeant, I will stay and hear the simple procedure in a group of one. Father, be proud of me.
Magnificent man. One independent spirit. Tell them all why you are doing this.
Oh God, why am I doing it? Is it too late to flee?
Come, speak out, man. Tell them, and shame them all.
I think I shame no one, Sergeant, except myself. To say I will stay here is simply and only because I have nowhere else to go. I have no home. And therefore, I will arise.
What do you mean, arise?
That I, in your own words, Sergeant, will get up from my dumb bloody arse and be once more a personnel. Oh, Father, rest. Oh, rest. It is goodbye forever now. A personnel, and gladly. I have been such a thing before. It was good, it was simple, and it was all I could do. I will come submissively back. I will study to learn more of your careless and uncaring world. Father, oh Father, farewell forever. I will try to forget you. Sergeant! I will bless and praise them all. I will make them my whole life. The accoutrements, the impedimenta, the fittings, the military garments, the harlots, the rioters living.